For those of you that are tuning into She Podcasts for the first time, we took a super unexpected hiatus at the end of 2016. Tragically, Jess's daughter, Emily, lost her battle with mental illness and addiction on December 22nd. Needless to say, this has been an incredibly challenging time for the She Podcast team. The intro and outro to this episode, episode 126, was recorded the day before Emily passed. We wanted to let you know in case you hear any references or no references as we chat around what's happened. We are due to get back on the mic in mid-January or so. In case you want to support Jess and her family during this time, there will be a link in the show notes to a GoFundMe campaign right at the top. Thank you so much for listening, and many blessings to all of you. Happy New Year.
Hi, Elsie.
Happy New Year, Jess. Again? Dude, we suck already. What is going on? The remnant. Oh, coughing. You all right?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Happy
New Year. That just made me laugh, and then it made me cough. Happy New Year! Yeah. It's not going well so far.
No, but it is really.
How you doing?
Good. I think.
Good.
I think I'm doing really good. I think I'm rested. I think I'm happy that
holiday?
It's. I believe I did. I believe
Psych!
I did.
We're recording this early, so
yes,
we don't
we are,
know
guys.
How we're feeling yet.
No, we don't.
I'm probably
so
grouchy
you...
because I've resolved in the new year not to have any carbs or sugar. And yeah.
Oh. Just like at the beginning of the year? Dude, that's going to be... I can't wait
just
to...
starting in January.
So yeah, our first episode, we will be chatting about that. But you know
but
why we did this,
not
guys?
That.
No, this is not that. But I wanted to share with you guys our thought around this because we are recording this actually way before Christmas, actually. Not way before.
Well,
but
right before.
Right before Christmas. Because usually what happens when we come back in January, there is this feeling that we didn't take enough time off. So this time we are taking a little bit more time off. And you won't hear back from our first episode until January 16th. So expect a new episode of She Podcast, like a proper 2016, our first, I guess, 2016 episode on that day, on January 16th. Yes.
Which is my birthday.
What? Happy birthday on January 16th for you.
Thank you. We will also not be speaking on that.
Oh, my God,
either.
We won't be. So it's so weird.
We'll be recording it earlier.
Oh, my gosh. That is bizarre.
So the next time you'll be hearing our show, it will be my birthday.
Yay!
But we will not be speaking on my birthday.
No, we won't.
But Happy New Year.
Yes.
In the meanwhile, since this is the technical first show of the year, we wanted to tell you about the best event that's going to happen in 2017. Because if you miss it, you're going to be super sorry.
Yes, you are.
And so that's what this episode is about. It's about making sure that first thing in 2017, you are at the event that's going to make you the happiest this year.
Absolutely. And actually, we're not doing it completely alone this time. Dave Jackson helped us out. There is actually a podcast that is about PodFest. So PodFusion, the event that we're putting together, is part of a larger event, which is called PodFest. And we've been talking about it for quite a while now, guys. PodFest has its own podcast. It's called Pod...
She's like, guys.
Guys. PodFest, PodFest Chronicles is the name of the podcast, and this was actually the second episode in that podcast. But Chris Kremitzos, the kind of like executive producer of the whole thing, allowed us to use Dave Jackson's interview with us and post it on our feed so that you guys could kind of hear a little bit more about this event. So basically, that's what you get to do. You get to listen to an interview that he did with both of us for about 20 minutes. And that is all. So I hope you guys enjoy and you wish us well that we are taking time off and we will listen to you guys. We come back on January 16th.
Have a wonderful new year, first week of the new year. Make it count, people.
Make it count, people. And here we go.
All right. Well, I'm really excited to have here on the Skype line. If you've never listened to She Podcast, you have got to go listen to She Podcast. It has two of the most... just it is the yin and the yang of podcasting here. What a great example of just two co-hosts that work so well together. Elsie Escobar and Jessica Kupferman, thanks for coming on the PodFest Chronicles.
Hey!
Yay! We need
Thank
like
you.
clapping.
We do.
Background.
Exactly.
Here we are.
And
thank you so much, Steve.
And you guys are here. Well, first of all, before we get to Pod Fusion, I think one of the great things about your show is, Elsie, your official title is Happiness
Podcast Happiness Expert.
Yes, at Libsyn.com. So you handle a lot of the social media aspect, and you are everywhere on the internet. And it's hilarious. If you've ever – I remember at another event we were at, and Elsie was just Ricochet Rabbit everywhere. It was hilarious. And then Jessica, you ready for the new way I now describe you?
Yeah, here we go.
All right. When you're looking for somebody who – if you're looking for an advertiser – here's why Jessica is the choice, because she is part bloodhound and part pit bull. So she will sniff out the right advertiser, because you don't just want any advertiser. You want one that fits your audience. And then once she finds one, she is like a pit bull, and she will go after them like nobody's business until they are like, where do I sign on the dotted line? So you guys
That's a very tall order, Dave.
No, it's true. I'm telling you.
It sounds like I can promise like Nike.
No, not that.
I'm not sure that I can.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about it. You're finding sponsors who are looking for podcasts, but they're not Nike, and they fit your audience even better, I think. Yeah. So.
Yep, I agree.
And actually, I just want to reveal to the audience that that's actually a very, very nice and sweet thing to say, considering that I had a 3-month sponsorship for Dave on a different show, and they bailed after a month and broke the contract, and he's being very gracious because it's a good fit, though, you have to admit, Dave.
It was a good fit. When I saw the talking points, I thought, okay. So
it's not that the agency he was working with isn't really an agency. It's just a guy who wanted a marketing job. And so he probably promised a lot of stuff to me and him that he couldn't deliver.
Awesome. No, I did not blame you at all for that. But
thank you.
The beautiful thing is you got a sponsor for me, and that's more than anybody else had done.
You have to admit. Wait, because you have another one for school podcast.
That's right. So you got me two. Yeah, it's true.
And the best part is he's not even signed with me.
No.
I've gotten you more sponsors than some of the shows that have signed with me. And you're not even a client. But it's because I love you.
So you guys bring an awesome amount of talent to the table. And you've put it all together into this thing called Pod Fusion. So what the heck is Pod Fusion?
Oh my gosh. It's basically our one day event that we're going to be having via PodFest. So it's sort of kind of what it is. It is part of PodFest. It's just not, I guess I wouldn't say it's part of the actual PodFest experience. It's something that you would like to kind of add as a cherry on top, or perhaps something that is going to make you enjoy or help you enjoy PodFest even more after you go through it. So it's like it's an add on, and it's a one day event that She Podcast is putting on. And one of the first things that we have to say about it is that it's not specifically for women. So even though Jess and I are sort of like leading this, but it's not specifically for women. It is for everyone. It is also kind of like the kind of experience that is not a how to podcast. So it's easier for me to describe what it's not going to be than what it is going to be, because it is. It's not how to podcast. You know, it's not, you're not going to come in there and learn about the basics of how to podcast. There are plenty of people who can teach you how to do that. It's also not going to be the kind of thing that you show up for and you take your seat, and then Jess and I go to the front of the room and we have a PowerPoint presentation, and then you will now sit in your seat for, you know, 6 hours and learn. That's also not what it's going to be.
I think I can help with what it is going to be.
Yes.
So, Elsie and I sort of did a brainstorm with the founder of PodFest, Chris Kremitzos, and we were partially talking about what people wanted to learn, and partially talking about what isn't really out there, and partially talking about like who can teach the best thing. And like, I don't know, I guess in reflection, Elsie and I came out with a lot of stuff that people may not realize they want to learn, but that would really, together, she and I would make an impact on podcasting independently as a whole. So, for example, in the last year, I went to a bunch of different I went to this thing called Work It, which is put on by WNYC for professional podcasters. And one of the things I learned how to do was Vox Pop, which for those of you who are listening is sort of like the man on the street type of interview. And so that's one example of like what we're going to teach at Pod Fusion to sort of, you know, just get people to hang. Because first of all, it gives you really good skills in on the spot interviewing, which if you're at Podcast Movement and someone you really want to interview walks by, it's great to have that skill. Secondly, if it's the kind of thing where you're bored with the way you're doing interviews and doing a show, it's the kind of thing where you can take a break and do a Vox Pop series, stand in Times Square and ask people about whatever you're talking about, whether it's, and I'm just thinking of my clients at the top of my head, like a pregnancy, because I have a pregnancy podcast, or trivia, because I, you know, like whatever it is that you're talking about, it's a way to sort of like infuse some more interesting ways of doing your content. And then also, I was inspired at MapCon actually, because Michael O'Neill did something called the Art of the Interview. And he was talking about how, you know, lifelong he's been studying Howard Stern and Johnny Carson and all these other, you know, Oprah, to really know how to do a good interview. And I thought, you know, I actually am the same way. I'm very good at going deeper. And I think a lot of people, I mean, we all know so many people have interview shows, but either are afraid to go deeper, don't know how to go deeper, are intimidated by the guests, are intimidated by their co-hosts. And actually a lot of my clients that, you know, that Elsie and I even together work with are skimming the surface of their audio capability, just personal wise, if that even makes sense. So it's like, I just had a client where she's the host of a show with like famous comedians talking about really intimate topics. And I hear her trying to manage the show, but she hasn't like strapped on a pair. So it's almost like she's letting them mow her down. And when you do a deep dive interview, you kind of have to, a good interview, even if you're best friends, you'll challenge the other person. And I think people are scared to do that. So there's going to be some lessons there about deep dive interviews, some Vox Pop. We also storytelling. Everyone is attempting to do the storytelling, but I don't think you can just listen to Serial and then do a storytelling podcast. So we've chosen people to help facilitate, you know, how to do it correctly or incorrectly. And it's not tech. It's not how to mix the sound properly. It's really more about like how to, you know, storyboard it out, how to, you know, choose your topic, that kind of stuff. Because I know you were saying before this, like, it's so much easier to tell you what it's not going to be, but I still don't want to leave it that vague. So that's only one part of the day.
Right.
One part of the day is going to be about She Podcast Awards, which is just our fun way of recognizing people in and out of the Facebook group who are, you know, just unique.
Women podcasters.
Not just, well, but yes, but also that are supportive and right. But also that are unique in their own way. Like we have like awards for the, you know, biggest hustler and the award for the most helpful and the award for the, you know, best dressed or just whatever.
We actually have, if you want to get more details in terms of the time frame, we do go from 9 to 4 on that day, which includes the award ceremony. So 9 to 12 is basically all the sort of learning thing, the immersive thing, the things when we start to present things to you, sort of like learning cohesively via community. And then we have the creation of the thing. So there's going to be a creative process through this too. So there's going to be a lunchtime between 12 and 1. And then we do the creation which is from 1 to 2:30. And then the 2:30 to 4 is the award ceremony, which is all happening at once.
So all the stuff that I just explained, we're going to actually practice it during the day too. It's not like we're going to tell you all about it and then, oh, good, I'll try that sometime. No, we're going to do it. You're going to do a Vox Pop. You're going to do a deep dive.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's exactly what the process is, that you get an opportunity to move this. And I know Jess did a lot of talking about interviews, but I'm so not the interview girl. So I am going to play. I'm going to do the other side of things. So my dream for this thing, too, is that you get an opportunity to try to do things you as a podcaster have not done before, but you've always tried or wanted to try out to see how that's going to help. So if you happen to have an interview show and that's all you do, then you're going to do a little bit of work on the solo part of it. How can you carry your own show? How can you say things? How can you be a solo show? How can you put those skills out? And if you are a solo person and you've only worked with yourself and you have a skill set that really makes you a powerful, you know, solo podcaster, then how about doing an interview? You know, if you feel like you're kind of uncomfortable with that, and having a conversation and being able to guide that. And another aspect of it is working with your voice and working with your voice in a variety of different levels.
That's the morning, the voice.
So no.
Yes, thank you.
So not necessarily just, you know, how to talk, but perhaps starting to recognize patterns, maybe knowing how to really drive home a point, which I think a lot of people really miss out on because we forget that we are used to speaking in one specific way. And there is no difference in the way that we talk about something important versus something that's not so important. And there's, you know, whenever you're listening to somebody speak behind the microphone, there should be an understanding of what has the deeper meaning, right? Especially if you as a podcaster are trying to get a point across. And I feel that, you know, with the work that I've done in the past and things that I really love to do with my voice is, you know, and you've told me this in the past too, that my Dave, that I'm kind of animated, right? So you kind of understand when I'm really fired up about something, it's really hard to get a very neutral conversation from me. And sometimes it doesn't really come from like, ooh, it's just, you know, spontaneous. A lot of the time I make a point of speaking a specific way so that it really lands it. So making that the ability to use your voice to land points, to be more powerful, to impact the people that are listening as a tool rather than something that just happens so that you can create it again.
You know, it's funny, Elsie and I both have past experience in performance, both in singing and theater. And I think there's a lot of stuff, even just basic high school classes, that they teach you about breathing and posture and pausing and dramatic effect that a lot of podcasters may not know just because, you know, they just are plugging along, talking about what they're talking about. So this stuff maybe can kind of help them, you know, have a little impact in what they're saying.
Yeah, I don't, Elsie, you are definitely a unique personality. I don't think I'll ever tune into any show you're on and here's Elsie Escobar doing her best NPR voice.
No.
Can you try one?
Try. No, I can't because it's, I'm going to feel like, but I was, you know, I did that voiceover thing. I don't know if you saw that date, but where I was that AI.
Yeah.
So that was like the most, you know, I was a robot.
Here, Elsie, say, this is Elsie Escobar. You're listening to Fresh Air.
I can't do that. I'm not going to.
Yes, you can.
Come on. Put on your best NPR voice,
Elsie. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. This is Elsie Escobar, and you are listening to Fresh Air.
Awesome.
I heard the giggling.
Giggle.
Well, I heard giggling in there.
Well, this sounds awesome because it is. It sounds like you guys are, again, getting into the topics that some people talk about, but you're going deeper, you're giving strategies on how to do it. And then you actually get to do it, which is even better because it is, you know, knowledge is only power when you act on it. And so the fact that you guys have it that way. So awesome.
And I think that part of what PodFusion really is that. So even if I feel the power of live, because we have all the people there, the power of the community, because the people who are going to show up are going to be off the hook incredible already. So just to have that level of knowledge and creativity together and then input some of these things and kind of play around. And can you imagine if you had the opportunity to do and play around creatively with your podcast with other live people who understand you in one place? I totally pay for that. I have to say that there's times when I've tried to do things and it's like, who wants to be on with me on Skype? I want to try this out here by myself in my room. You know, it's like, how cool would it be to just record something and go off with somebody inside of the room together and create a piece that really matters or something that helps you feel like much more confident? So even just the experience itself is going to be worth the money.
Yeah. And this goes without saying, but knowing you two both, this is going to be the most safe environment you can go in. So if you're worried about looking stupid or I've never tried this before, you're going to
not fitting in. That never happens around me, by the way.
This is going to be nothing but a supportive crew. How many people do you have in your Facebook group?
Almost 5,000.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So that is a whole lot. So if you're a She podcaster, if you're not a She podcaster, you definitely want to go over you can find out more about this. Go to shepodcast.com/podfusion. There is a coupon you can use. It is She Podcasts with an S on the end of that. And Jessica, I'll let you finish the end of this sentence. That gets you?
It gets you $70 off the entire bundle, both PodFusion and PodFest bundled together.
Awesome. So that'll be a great, I don't want to say warm-up act. That's not the right phrase, but a great way to really get your creativity going. And then when you head into PodFest, you're just going to be going off the chart. And plus you'll have that, I think you'll have that confidence then where you might be a little nervous about meeting new people. You've already spent a whole day meeting new people. So when you go into PodFest, it's going to make an even better conference for you. So
our event and all the events that we do together, number one priority is that it's really fun and funny. So even if you don't want to learn Vox Pop or storytelling, it's going to be really fun just to be together.
Ladies, I thank you so much for giving me your time today to talk about PodFusion. Check them out at shepodcast.com.
Thank you for the kind words about our show. That was really sweet. Yes,
thank you, Dave. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I think that we were kind of articulate, don't you think, Jess?
I mean, I think we're more specific.
Yes.
At least now you'll have a better idea about what we will be doing.
Absolutely.
At our event, PodFusion, which is sounds, I mean, it's, Dave made it sound, we made it sound more kick-ass than normal, I think.
I know. It's pretty fantastic. So if you guys want to get your tickets like right away, go to shepodcast.com/podfusion, one word, shepodcast.com/podfusion. If you have any questions about this event further or above this, or it's in, you know, you're kind of, you still have something else and they're wondering about, email us at info@shepodcast.com. And Jess and I would be happy to kind of talk you through this, especially if you're feeling like, I don't know if this is for me, or maybe you guys are like, I'm a guy, I don't know if this is for blah, blah. It's not. It's for everybody. It's not just for women. So go ahead and email us, and we would love to hear from you. Again, we will be doing, you expect an episode from us on January 16th. And
yay!
Happy New Year. Happy New Year
Happy
for you guys.
Happy New Year.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, guys. That is all. I want to say all namaste. Right.
I want to sing Feliz Navidad, so I guess we'll go our separate ways.
Yes. Yes, we will.
All right. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry New Year.
Oh, my gosh.
Feliz Navidad.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much. All right. All right. And we will talk with you guys next time. All right.
Bye. Love you.
Need it.